Good evening and welcome to the May 16th special meeting of the Jefferson County Board of Education. We are here to go into have a couple of executive sessions today, so we're going to launch right into it. Is there a motion to enter into executive session? The board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of discussions that might lead to the appointment of an individual employee. Is there a motion? Motion made by Member Geese. Is there a second? Second made by Member Horn. All those in favor? Vote. Motion is unanimous. We will now go adjourn to executive session. We'll be back shortly, hopefully. All right, thank you. The Board of Education met in executive session for the purpose of discussions that might lead to the appointment of an individual employee pursuant to KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. So at this time, what I'd like to ask my colleagues is there a motion to enter into an agreement for the acting superintendent effective July 2nd of 2017? Motion made by Member Geese. Second made by Vice Chair Wilner. All those in favor? Motion is unanimous. If you'll give me a moment, I'd like to make a statement. And I actually may want to wait for a second here. If you can give me a moment here. 1 second. Sorry to be so unorthodox, but I need to make sure of something. You'll learn in life that everything is a matter of timing sometimes, and this is one of those times. All right. So, again, I'd like to make a brief statement. As chair of the Jefferson County Board of Education, it is my honor to announce that Dr. Martin Polio has been selected by the members of the board to serve as acting superintendent of Jefferson County Public School District. Dr. Polio will officially assume the post on July 2nd of 2012. Getting to this point this evening has been a process. And during this process, it became clear to the members of our board that Marty has the right is the right person at the right time to lead our district. He will provide stability and direction while giving the board time to name a superintendent. Dr. Polio has a proven track record of turning around struggling schools, increasing student achievement, and helping create and implement career pathways. He's a proven leader who is respected by his peers and has the skills needed to continue moving our district forward. We have a saying around here, we are JCPS. Well, Dr. Marty Polio is JCPS. For 20 years, he dedicated his career to educating students, all students. He started his career at JCPS in 1997 as a teacher at Shawnee High School. He went on to serve as a teacher and assistant principal at Wagner High School before taking the helm as principal of Jeffersontown High School from 2007 through 2015. Dr. Polio is currently the principal of Doss High School and is taking a leave of absence from that position while he serves the district as acting superintendent. Dr. Polio received his undergraduate degree from Indiana University and his master's degree from Eastern Kentucky University. He earned his doctorate from the University of Louisville in 2012. It is now my pleasure to introduce to you our newly named acting superintendent of JCPS, Dr. Marty Polio.
Good evening. Usually I would speak not from notes. I would speak from the heart, which I am going to do today, but I think it's important that I get my words right this evening, especially this time. So I would like to read a prepared statement so that you know exactly how I feel. First of all, I'm both humbled and honored to accept the position of Acting Superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools. I want to thank the board members for having the confidence to provide me the opportunity to lead this great district. I also would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Hargens for her leadership and service to the students and the staff of Jefferson County Public Schools. As Mr. Brady said, 20 years ago, nearly to the date, it was 20 years ago this spring, I interviewed for a teacher and a basketball coach position at Shawnee High School. During my time at Shawnee and later at Wagner as a teacher, I found a passion for teaching and for leading teachers. Then 10 years ago, nearly to the date, I became the principal of Jefferson Town High School. During that time, I learned a great deal about leadership, instruction, promoting positive school culture and climate, and increasing student achievement. For the past 2 years, I've had the honor of working with the great faculty and staff at Doss High School. We have done great things together and set the school on a pathway to success. Most importantly, I believe we have created a healthy learning climate for the nearly 1,100 students that enter the school every single day. I bring to this position 20 years of experience in JCPS and 10 years of experience as a principal. I am like many of the great teachers, administrators, and support staff here who have spent the majority of their professional careers committed to the students, committed to the success of the students of Jefferson County Public Schools. Although it may be unorthodox for a board to select an acting superintendent who is currently a principal, I truly believe that I am the right person for this district at the right time. I believe that I have the ability to improve the culture and climate of our schools so that we can have healthy learning climates in each and every one of our schools. I am also committed to ensuring that Vision 2020 becomes a reality in every classroom and at every school through a commitment to deeper learning. As a result of this work, both student engagement and student achievement will increase. I believe that every employee in this district either teaches or supports teachers. I'm excited to begin this new challenge of ensuring that every teacher is able to teach effectively and every student is able to learn. Once again, I want to thank the board for giving me this opportunity to lead this great district. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Polio. This board looks very, very much forward to working with you. The process to name a superintendent is already underway. This process will take several months, and we will provide this community and stakeholders with ample opportunity to share their feedback and ideas on how to best move our district forward. This portion of our executive session is complete. However, we are going to take a short break, about 10 minutes, and reconvene right here to go into our next executive session regarding potential litigation. We are convened for the next 10 minutes. We're recessed.
She had a shirt on over it.
And we're back. Thank you for giving us time to make our statements, and again for giving Dr. Polio a chance to be able to address everyone in our community. So we appreciate your all your time and being here and reporting out on our this great decision. So thank you. So at this time, the board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of discussion relating to proposed or pending litigation. Is there a motion? Motion made by Member Geese. Is there a second? Second made by Member Horn. All those in favor? Motion passes unanimously. We are now in executive session and we'll be back hopefully shortly. Okay. The Board of Education met in executive session to discuss proposed or pending litigation pursuant to KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. Do I have a motion that the Board of Education adjourn? Motion made by Member Duncan, second made by Member Porter. All those in favor? Motion is unanimous. Thank you. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.